miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thank you for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and I am Bridget Tickemeyer filling in for Dr. Mike, who was here the first hour, and now he's off to another event. He's a very busy man, and he's hard to keep up with, but it's good. It keeps me on my toes. So anyways, I'm filling in for Dr. Roizen, and this is the second hour of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We've been discussing the top medical news stories of the week, and you can always email us with questions at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And let's dive back into some of the stories. So this was another interesting one about sleep for teenagers and the hard lessons that a lot of teenagers throughout the United States are learning from not sleeping enough. Less than 20% of high schoolers from a 2006 poll by the National Sleep Foundation are getting enough sleep on school nights. And then they conducted another study in Fairfax, Virginia, that found only 6% of kids in the 10th grade and only 3% of kids in the 12th grade get the recommended amount of sleep. And the recommended amount of sleep is about 8 to 9 hours of sleep per night. They also found, this is awful, they found 2 in 3 teens were severely sleep deprived and lost 2 or more hours of sleep every night. So sleep is a huge issue for Americans, and it can cause a lot of problems for our health in general, and I think that sometimes those problems are overlooked because we just go to drinking more caffeine and standing in line for Starbucks, which at the Cleveland Clinic main campus is usually about a 10-minute wait for the Starbucks every day. It's one of the busiest Starbucks in the entire country. And so lack of sleep is a huge concern, especially in teenagers when their brains are still developing. And we know that research has shown insufficient sleep in adolescence increases the risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. And then in addition to that, it's linked to sleep deprivation is linked to risk-taking behavior. It also has been associated with depression and suicide attempts. It's linked to a nearly threefold increased risk of suicide attempts and car accidents as well. Last night at the Food Day Festival, when Dr. Mark Hyman was speaking, he was talking about how not sleeping enough is basically the same as being drunk or over-consuming alcohol, because your brain functions in the same exact way when you are hungover as it does when you are sleep-deprived.
After 72 hours of being deprived of sleep, you have the same brain functions as if you were on LSD.
Wow, that's a great statistic.
And a lot of what's causing some of these ADHD diagnoses is because of sleep deprivation, because when you're deprived of sleep, you show the same agitiveness and fidgetiness that you would have if you were having ADHD, some of the same symptoms.
Yeah, no, that's so great. Thank you, Sonar. It also, when you look at the increased risk of obesity, makes sense because we know that when you're not sleeping enough, it can change the way that your body produces hormones that help regulate how much food you consume. So it increases your likelihood of eating high calorie, high fat, high sugar foods. Research studies have actually shown that people are more likely to choose those types of empty calorie foods that have no nutrients and a lot of calories, a lot of fat and sugar, when they are sleep deprived compared to when they have slept enough and are in control. And that's because it increases the bad or the it decreases the good hormone leptin, which helps us regulate the amount of food that we're eating, and it increases ghrelin, which is the bad hormone, and it causes us to eat more. So it fuels, it throws off your circadian rhythm, and it increases those, throws off the, that hormone balance.
Well, like you, so, like you know, Bridget, we're creatures of habit, so our body adjusts to whatever habit that we're trying to make. So if we only get about the 5 hours of sleep, it messes with our metabolism, it messes with our brain waves, it'll throw our entire body into that cycle that we're really not designed to be in.
Right. No, that's so true. Just like eating excess empty calories from fast food restaurants, we're not designed to be doing that, but it's the power of habit. I've actually been reading the book called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. I just read the second chapter. My grandpa recommended it to me because his primary care physician recommended it to him. And it talks a lot about how much our individual habits are, or our individual lifestyle choices are driven purely just by habits. And while the old habits that we have remain patterns in our brain and our basal ganglia, we know that you can create new patterns. And if you're consistent enough with them, then they can be powerful enough to override the old habits that you have.
Oh, exactly. It takes, what, 27 days to create a new habit or break a habit? And it, if you look at it as smoking cessation, after about 3 days, the nicotine's completely out of your system. So any of those other urges that you have are all mental urges, where you get in the car and you light up a cigarette, or after a meal you light up a cigarette, or, right. It's been an hour, so I guess I got to go outside and have a cigarette. It becomes more of a muscle memory kind of habit instead of of that fix or that Jones that you're having.
Yes. No, it's so true. You're so right. So back to the conclusions from the sleep study, or from the sleep report, the researchers recommend that pediatricians and parents in schools pay more attention to the sleep of your adolescents, and that you also try to have electronic curfews for your children. So at a certain time, typically we recommend 2 to 3 hours before your child is getting into bed, if that's possible, to have them shut down any iPads, TVs, electronics, because we know that that blue light from the electronics can be very stimulating. In addition to the TV and the entertainment factor stimulating your brain as well.
Do you have a two-hour curfew, Bridget?
Oh, well, so I don't watch TV, but I don't turn my phone off 2 hours before I go to bed, if that counts.
Still sending in your last tweets before before your head hits the pillow.
Yes, all my tweets that I do. Do you have a curfew for your electronics?
I like to at least try to get an hour of just paper book reading.
Yeah, that's what I encourage a lot of our patients to do that come in reporting that they're having problems with sleep. That's one of the first things that I recommend to them, because we see so many people that can't sleep through the night. They can fall asleep, but then they wake up to go to the bathroom and they can't fall asleep and they're laying in bed. And definitely reading a book before you go to bed, practicing those mindful breathing techniques that we talked about when we were talking about being mindful of your health, are two really great things. Epsom salt baths also work well. But definitely work with your kids to try and ingrain a regular routine for sleep, because that's so important to establish at a young age, and it's going to decrease their likelihood of car accidents, risk of suicide, depression, obesity, all of these things that parents would be concerned with for their children. We're going to go to break. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. I'm Bridget Tigemeyer, filling in for Dr. Mike Roizen. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.